Gameplay Radio is covering every throw of the William Hill World Darts Championship. With previews from Rod Harrington, live updates from the Ali Pally, experts in the studio and reaction from the best players in the world, we've got it covered.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill World Darts Championship podcast. Looking ahead to Tuesday's action at the Ali Pally, still plenty more to come today. But before we get stuck into today's action, let's just take a quick look back at the winners from Monday evening, including defending champion Michael van Gerwen, who marched into the quarterfinals of this year's William Hill World Darts Championship. The world number one beat Terry Jenkins 4-1 in the third round at London's Alexandra Palace. Van Gerwen told Dan Dawson he predicted he'd beat his opponent, who's been a thorn in his side so far this year.
Yeah, we played four times this year, now five times. I won three, he won two, and this was the most important one. I didn't play well in the beginning, but overall I was consistent. I played like a professional, didn't make any mistakes, and that's a good sign.
You pulled out what you needed in the crucial moments of that William Hill World Championship tie.
Fourth set, fifth leg. I was 2-0 down in the fourth set, I had a good feeling. I still had a chance to win that. Just break him once, hold your own leg, and then put the pressure on him. And that's exactly what I did. It was in my mind, and also did it. Then you feel and you know you make a big opportunity to win that game. And yeah, I'm confident to go all the way in this tournament. Then yeah, you never know what happens.
You know those moments, those big moments in those matches, can you feel them coming? Can you feel I'm going to pull something out of the bag here when you're confident?
I know when I'm playing well, I can beat everyone, I can dominate the game, but you need to show a prime time, that's different. You need to prepare a game on everyone. And tonight I had to prepare on Terry Jenkins. He's a totally different player than Anderson Raymond or Phil Taylor. So people think it's always, yeah, they're going to play again. No, you concentrate yourself different, you prepare yourself different, and I prepare myself right on the right moment what I need to do, and that's a good thing. Up to the next round, who cares?
Was this a big step in this tournament for you, Michael? Because was this the first serious test that you've been put under, do you think?
Yeah, serious test is a big word. It was not that close, but a couple of 3-2 sets, and it was a good game to watch, I think, for the people at home. Even I know I can do better, that doesn't matter. It's good to win the game, and get the positive things out of this game and use it for the next year.
Not just the people at home watching, of course. We had royalty watching you this evening. What was that like?
Yeah, good. Yeah, my signature as well. How fantastic is that?
Prince Harry got your signature. He asked for it.
No, he didn't. His friend asked for it, and then he was showing it to me and pointing to it. Fantastic, isn't it?
Excellent. You didn't get a meeting though, did you? So, I mean, what, you're hoping he comes back when you win the final?
Probably, yeah. I'm going to win it. Come on. It's my trophy, and I hope I can keep it for another year. It will be nice.
So that is Michael van Gerwen then talking to Dan Dawson. He'll meet Robert Thornton in the next round. And Robert Thornton was talking to Dan Dawson, looking ahead to what will be a huge occasion for the Scotsman.
Everybody gets nervous. This is a big one, isn't it? This is the daddy of them all. Everybody wants to win this. Everybody gets nervous. I get nervous before every game, even on the floor. I think that's what keeps me going.
The day had earlier seen the conclusion of the second round with convincing wins for Vincent van der Voort and Lakeside world champ Stephen Bunting. Five-time world champ Raymond van Barneveld needed a deciding set to see off a spirited Jamie Cavan, but Michael Smith, the 24-year-old, put in another mature display to win 12 of the last 14 legs in storming back from 2-0 down to Brendan Dolan.
His world champs are going to show the proper side of me, the emotional side when I give it large when I win legs, and also the calm side when I'm under pressure. I was just acting like a spoiled kid before, and I knew it was ruining my chances of anything.
So Smith will be back to face Bunting on Tuesday as the quarterfinal lineup's completed, which also sees 16-time world champ Phil the Power Taylor looking to shut the face of Belgium's Kim Huybrechts, having taken issue with his exuberant celebrations on stage. Dan Dawson, Alexandra Palace.
Yeah, Dan Dawson with a roundup of all of the action there from Monday evening, and it continues tonight. And as always, let's get the thoughts of Rod Harrington. He's previewed three matches for us this evening to give us his best bets in the latest edition of Rod's Odds.
Peter Wright against Andy Hamilton, and this is a hard one to call. I can't find a real lot of value here. We know Andy Hamilton's a fighter, but his game has not been an A standard for quite a while. But Peter Wright, a lot of bottle, going to take out checkouts. I think the value for me is Peter Wright to win, but Andy Hamilton to get two sets. It's 11-8. Gary Anderson takes on the qualifier, Christo Reyes from Tenerife. And what an inspiration this young man's been. But I think this is where it ends. Gary Anderson's playing too well and has got too much firepower for Reyes. There's, again, not a lot of value, but the one thing that stands out for me is over 120.5 on the checkout for Gary Anderson. 5-6. That's got to come up. The power. Phil Taylor takes on Kim Huybrechts. And Kim Huybrechts is really going to have to step his game up. Taylor looks mean going for this title. The one thing for me that stands out is over 113.5 on the checkout for Kim Huybrechts at 5-6, but also 130.5 for both of them in that game. They're the two markets that stand out.
Plenty to come from the Ali Pali today, then you'll hear it on William Hill's InPlay Radio, inplayradio.co.uk, if you want to tune in. Plenty of betting commentaries along the way, and if you want to have a bet, it's williamhill.com. But in the meantime, good luck if you're having a bet, and enjoy today's action in the William Hill World Darts Championship.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.